This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you've ever stayed in a hotel and given your bill more than a cursory look, you're familiar with the various and sundry taxes that cities and counties put on there. Room taxes, occupancy charges, resort fees, what have you. In Florida, counties tack on something called a tourism development tax, anywhere from 2 to 6% a night, which really adds up in a state that gets hundreds of billions of dollars in tourism spending every year. Collecting it, of course, is easy. Consumers just pay. It's the spending and who decides where that money goes that gets tricky. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more on that.
Stephen Sharkey is Florida grown, as they say here. He was born and raised in Brevard County, 3 hours north of Miami. As a kid, he spent a lot of time exploring a coastal inlet called the Indian River Lagoon. One of his earliest memories?
My dad coming home from work and going to collect a blue crab out of the canals.
That was back in the 80s. Today, he's not so optimistic about eating the crab here. Sharkey stands at the shore of the lagoon, shaking his head. His cap reads, Save the IRL, short for Indian River Lagoon.
I haven't fished since before Irma, Hurricane Irma came through. The lagoon is in a bad state.
During hurricane season last year, millions of pounds of raw sewage flowed into the lagoon, which spans five coastal counties. A 2016 study found the lagoon attracts millions of visitors and generates close to $1.5 billion in spending. But until this year, none of the revenue from the area's Tourism Development Tax, or TDT, could be spent to clean up the lagoon.
Our tourist development tax money, even though the Indian River Lagoon is the number one tourism asset of the county, could not be spent to help the lagoon.
That's Randy Fine, a state lawmaker who represents South Brevard County. He authored a bill that passed the legislature this spring. Part of the argument was roughly $4 million in TDT funds were going to clean up county beaches, even though lagoons were also a tourist draw.
If we let those get ruined, we're going to ruin the state.
But the tourism industry's worried the new law will open the door to even more demands on TDT money, which can already go toward things like convention centers and public museums. Samantha Padgett is general counsel for the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association.
You are taking away dollars that would historically go to the very thing that the tax was designed to do.
That's to promote that state as a tourist destination, which Florida voters approved in the 1970s when they created the TDT.
When the last leaf of autumn has fallen to the ground.
This ad from back then is one of the state's earliest marketing campaigns. It features all the stars of Florida's number one industry, sunshine, beaches, and happy tourists who'd fled the cold for tan lines. Campaigns like these have worked over the years. Visitors spent $112 billion in 2016. Almost 30% of that, $32 billion, went to lodging that generated tourist development tax revenue. Other states and cities have enacted taxes on hotel stays because, for the most part, they're not controversial, says Tom Knipe. He's director of economic development for the city of Ithaca, New York, which also has the tax.
It's other people's money. People from outside the community pay the room tax.
But as states and counties become more cash-strapped, University of Maryland environmental law professor Robert Percival says we can expect more intense debates over how to use TDT revenue, particularly when it comes to outdoor and natural attractions.
Nothing turns off a tourist worse than arriving and finding beaches are closed or there are fish kills or sewage in a lagoon.
Sure, they'll already have laid out money for their visit, he says, but they might not come back. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.